I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Essentials are a 9-piece soul band who've been performing around the Pacific Northwest for around a dozen years or so now. A tradition they'll continue by performing live at the KLCC Microbrew Festival at the Lane Event Center on Saturday evening, February 11th. That's the second night of the Brew Fest, which opens at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 10th. With me in the KLCC studios is the lead singer of The Essentials, Neil Thurston. Thanks for dropping by.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
Well, what is it about the sound of soul music that caused you and your bandmates to pursue a life of it?
Well, it's kind of funny. When we first started the group, I think all of us were music majors at U of O. And at the time, with the exception of maybe Satin Love Orchestra, there wasn't a lot of like funk and soul music that was like really regular around town. And most of the band were all into stuff that you would assume is kind of before our time. I mean, I grew up in Oakland, California, so I grew up with Tower of Power and like a lot of the Bay Area funk, Sly and the Family Stone and that sort of thing, and was exposed to a lot of Stevie Wonder and just didn't have an opportunity to like go out and hear that kind of music. And the people that started the group, we were all kind of a like mind of like, we like this stuff. We can't hear it unless we listen to the CD, so why don't we just play it?
What aspects of all that classic soul do you really want to bring into your own sound?
Well, the real question is, what don't we want to bring in? I mean, for me, it just feels good. There's stuff that's good to dance to. There's stuff that's thoughtful. I mean, you talk about like the What's Going On album by Marvin Gaye or something like that, where it's great grooves and you got the, you know, the Funk Brothers and all that stuff playing on that stuff. But, you know, it gives you something to think about, too, if that's what you're looking for as well. Social issues and you can get your good grooves, but whatever feeling you're going for, you can get that out of it as well.
Has your own sound changed that much in the past dozen years?
Yeah, we certainly started with more of a real heavy, like, Oakland soul and, like, classic Motown sound. And then we kind of morphed a little bit into a more poppier sound for a while. And I think we're kind of getting into the more, like, modern neo-soul sound a bit. But we're also kind of taking some of that old stuff and bringing that back, too.
What if he had met her under different circumstances? Can you think what are the chances that it would have asked the girl to stay? If you fill his glass up to the top, he'll drink her all away. Maybe somewhere grass is greener. And if that's true, I think we both should go. I keep on asking, have you seen her?
Is there anything about your live performance that's different than the music on the CDs?
Well, we get moving around the stage a good bit, and you can't really get that from the CD. I mean, I sometimes have to remind myself if I start having too much fun not to run around too much. It's like, I love to dance. I kind of got a lot of influence from that sort of Michael Jackson, like, you're singing, but, you know, you can throw some moves in too kind of thing. We definitely get moving on stage.
Neil Thurston, lead singer of The Essentials, who will perform at the KLCC Brewfest on Saturday evening, February 11th. The KLCC Brewfest opens at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 10th at the Lane Event Center in Eugene with 87 breweries pouring over 175 beers. More information and advanced discount tickets available at klcc.org. More on The Essentials at theessentials.net. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.